Dear Richard, I was your first PhD student during 1980 to 1984. You taught me, just having completed the master's thesis in physics, how to do field reality. While Harry van der Laan was my former promoter, you and George Miley took care of the actual supervision. I have a letter for you from George, who regrets he cannot be here, who regrets that trip. My appointment as PhD student in Leiden formally started on September 1 of 1980, but already on the evening of August 31st, I was in Bonn, opposite this impressive machine, the Mark II VLBI coordinator. I always thought that astronomy and astrophysics were learned from books, but you showed me that astronomy is also a hands-on science, that astronomy can be done. The signals are out there, carrying exciting information, and skills combined with an assertive approach make successful astronomy. I thank you for that. My PhD years at Leiden were pretty exciting, taking me often to Bonn, but also to Jodrell Bank, to Socorro, and to Caltech, where I eventually would spend 4 wonderful postdoctoral years working with Marshall, among others. Wonderful memories, but what are memories? Memories are like a dog who lies down where he wants, has been said. A good colleague of mine, Professor Douwe Dreisma in Groningen, a psychologist, wrote a wonderful book, Why Life Speeds Up As You Get Older, dealing with memories. Well, remembering how to ride a bicycle or how to ride a car, remembering the theory of Pythagoras, is quite different from autobiographical memories, the ones that I'm talking about. And what makes the autobiographical memories to my PhD education special is that this period shaped the way I work, the way I see the universe, and the way I wonder about the universe. Also on behalf of later PhD students, René Vermeulen and Inja Snellen, who are both here, I wish to thank you for your guidance in the broadest sense, and in addition for the many years of friendship between you, Minnie, Connie, and me. The three of us, René, Ingas, and myself, think we found you an appropriate present at the occasion of, I don't know what the occasion is. I think you turned 66 already, you did not retire, so maybe you go from 7-day work week to 5-day work week, but whatever, there is some sort of a celebration. You gave us students massive data sets from which we were supposed to draw up a consistent picture of structures, sometimes evolving in time. Well, I'm giving you a box containing 170 CDs, comprising well over 100 gigabytes of data, and we give you this data set, René, myself, and Inyas, and expect you and Biddy to draw up a consistent picture evolving in time from the year 1756 to 1791 of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. So it's Mozart complete 170 CDs. Thank you.